What's up, good people? This is your host, Neil Real, and this is the Apostate Apple Broadcast. Today, I'm talking about my view on adultery, now that I don't accept the Bible's view of it. So let's get right into it. But before we do that, back, and I just want to share my view of adultery. So adultery is the violation of the agreement between a couple to be sexually exclusive within a legal marriage. It's called cheating if there is no legal agreement. And in both cases, people get pretty furious when their partner has sex with someone other than them. I don't believe adultery is immoral, and I'm going to state why. I don't believe people should have exclusive rights over someone else's body, which is their sexuality. The idea that you can only have sex with one person while you're in a relationship with them doesn't make sense, and it goes against, I say, basic human biology. So without exclusive rights to your partner's body, adultery just would exist. So here's the real reason that people have an issue with adultery. And this is my opinion. And by the way, I'm coming from studies of polygynous households, men with multiple wives, women with multiple husbands, polyamorous relationships where people have a free-for-all where it's kind of configured to how they all want to fit together. So the real reason people have an issue with adultery is that, one, the idea of owning someone is shattered. Right. People have an ego and they think they get to own somebody. So they get married, they get a girlfriend, a boyfriend or whatever. They're in a so-called relationship. They feel like that person is all theirs. And when adultery comes, they feel like they're shattered. I don't own you. You're going around giving yourself to some other body, somebody else. So the reason you want to think you own someone is about security. And that is normal. One of the human needs is security, secure in finances, secure in foundation and protection and living space, and in a partner, or particularly the attributes that a partner provides, like affection, admiration, attention, a connection, belonging, emotional support. These are all things that they want to feel secure in. You know, they don't want to have to always be searching for somebody. And then they get with them, and then the person goes away, and then they got to go find somebody else to get these same needs from. So it's easier to have somebody there for that specific reason, you know, so everybody is meeting each other's needs. And so security is a big deal. So adultery tends to ignite the fear of losing those resources from their partner. But I would say this is a false fear. Like, it's nothing to be scared of just because somebody is having sex with someone else. There's two reasons why people commit adultery or cheat. The first reason is they're not getting their needs met. Right. So they go get it by somebody else. The second reason is their needs are met. Everything is fine. It's simply they want a variety in sex. They want to have access to somebody else. They want some new pussy or they want some new dick. That's what it's about. You know. And so if it's the latter, I don't see why somebody would be fearful of the relationship ending or them losing resources because of that, because they're just going out for sex. But a lot of people equate sex with, oh, you don't love me at all. You have attraction for somebody else now and not for me. And what they're saying is the resources are going to go with them. And that's not necessarily the case, unless it's the first reason you're not getting your needs met. Now, this also flies in the face of natural human desires. We all tend to find the opposite sex attractive, no matter if we're in a relationship or not. We don't lose the desire for other people. It just never goes away. So that's my issue with it. That's why I know and believe that sexuality is about variety, and you can't be stuck on one person. So to be bound exclusively to one partner throughout the duration of the relationship goes against the nature of humanity and how sex works. Sex is about variety. If monogamy was normal, we lose attraction for the opposite sex once we couple. Sex is about variety. you know, I never ceased to see other women as attractive when I was married. You know, it didn't go away. And I'm sure my wife seen men that were attractive too. I think that you can do a lot sexually with your partner, with that one partner that you have, but still it will get boring and you will desire to be with somebody else. So I kind of equate sex with one person in a monogamous relationship to eating steak and potatoes every day, right? So yeah, you can change the steak up with different seasonings, maybe different marination. The potatoes can be made into fries, tater tots, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, different seasonings. But eventually it's going to get boring, all right? Because it's just steak and potatoes. Now, human beings are way more different than that, okay? And I'm not equating them to simply something that's like steak and potatoes, but you can perform every Kama Sutra sex position. You can get into tantra sex and go into different dimensions. You can role play. You can get into different kinks and fetishes and do all type of stuff in the bedroom. But it's the same spirit, the same energy from that person. And there's nothing like new pussy or new dick for the ladies out there. So I think it's wise to say that sex is about variety. I don't see any other being on the planet practicing monogamy. I would say 99% of all other creatures on the planet practice some form of polyamory or something like that. I would never force this on anybody. This is just my view on adultery. So while you can agree to be sexually exclusive to one another, no man or woman outside of your committed relationship is obligated to respect that agreement. And so it really trips me out sometimes, now that I have this understanding, how a man could be upset with another man for having sex with his wife. As if the woman did not open her legs up to that man. If anybody you should be upset with, it should be the woman. She broke the agreement, not the man. The man, he may or may not have known that she was engaged or she was in a committed relationship. And he decided to have sex with her because the woman allowed him to. And this happens in some cases because the woman just wants some side dick. And she's been doing this. She wants variety. You see? So, you know, this is how I look at things. I don't advocate for any person engaging in adultery or dealing with somebody else's partner. Frankly, because of the social climate, I mean, you can get killed for something like that. I'm going to share two stories. First story was me. I was dating a girl that was engaged to be married the whole time, and I didn't know it. It's a short time, but I found out through a connection of hers who was pretty much helping me out. And I met this girl at this summer program for youth, right? And this is in Detroit. I was 19 or so. I think she was the same age or whatever, but she was engaged to be married the whole time. She never mentioned the guy, never had a ring on, but this is what I was doing. And when I found out, I stopped messing with her because of my Christian values or whatever. But to connect to that, that summer program that me and her met at, one of the teachers that taught us, because we had several teachers, one taught us how to build computers from scratch. The other one had us learning different software on computers. And there was another one helping us do some other stuff. But anyway, this third teacher, after I had graduated and this girl I was dealing with graduated, I don't know, maybe about a month or so later, I seen her on TV. And she was on the 10 o'clock news, and she had killed her husband for infidelity. She blew his head off because he was dealing with another woman. And she's up on the scene. She's up on the picture there and looking sad and kind of out of it. And I was like, damn. And here I am dealing with a woman who was engaged. So I could have, and she told me, hey, you can come over to my house. And we, you know, after I found out, I was like, I'll never come over there. Like, how can I? And what's funny is I seen the man that she was engaged to be married to. But I didn't know that he was with her. So anyway, I could have been in the house and getting caught up in some drama. I share those two stories to say that, hey, I'm not advocating for anybody going after anybody's spouse. I just want to share that I don't believe it's a sin. I don't believe adultery is a sin because I don't believe monogamy should be prescribed to people. I don't think it's normal. Here's the reason why I don't think polygamy is the prescribed norm, at least in these Western countries. And I think the reason why is, number one, there's jealousy A lot of people get jealous because they're insecure. So a lot of people are insecure, so they would have a big issue with sharing somebody because they would feel like maybe I'm not that good enough. Maybe my partner's affections may go elsewhere, you know, even though they're in a polygamous or a polyamorous relationship. That's the first problem. The second problem I see and why polygamy is why it's not the norm is because the state of men in the Western world. Most men and women have been altered in some way. And I talked about this in my early podcast about emasculation. And when a man is emasculated, he is not as attractive to women as he would be if he was fully masculine. And so I see that happening in a great deal in Western culture. And because of that, if polygamy was normal, most women would not deal with most men. They would not even talk to them. They would deal with the guy that's masculine. And when anytime a country is being subjected to different ideologies that cause the men to be less manly, okay, there's always that 20% that refuse to bow because they got information that the others don't have. And so they maintain their manhood. And because of that, they stay attractive. They walk in their masculine energy and that attracts women. And so women begin to see them and they begin to ignore the majority of the men. And so what will happen was the men will start to see that most of the women are dealing with this few set small group of men. Because the 80% of men want to have sex with women, they want to have women in long-term relationships but cannot, they will become very envious of the men that are getting the women, the 20%. And they would probably try to kill them, if not succeed. And so once you get rid of the real men or the men with high masculinity, now you got a bunch of beta males, quote unquote, running around. And then you got these women who have to settle for them. And so that's going to create a huge problem. And I can see a huge imbalance in the Western world where people are just really upset with one another and there's nowhere to, you know, to get an outlet. And so what I see monogamy doing is allowing everybody to get somebody, even though you may not be that attractive because of your programming by your country. And I'm saying this because I was affected by it as well. I truly see an emasculation of men where we used to be stronger, we used to be more manly, but we're not. So monogamy is here to kind of fix that, allow everybody to get somebody, at least create a sense of security. It's a false sense of security, you know, but monogamy provides every man and woman an opportunity to have somebody and make them believe that you got somebody all to yourself. Yet people still cheat all day, every day. Women got a man that takes care of them and loves them, but they're not really sexually attracted to him. So they have a side man just for dick. And there are men doing the same thing. They got this beautiful woman that's good to them and everything like that, but she not as freaky and she ain't this and she ain't that sexually. So he's got a side chick for that. You see? And in some cases, he's lying to, talking about he's going to leave his wife, but he never does. And that goes back to my point about adultery. Just because a man is having sex with some woman outside of the marriage doesn't mean that he is going to leave you. The only reason why somebody would leave a marriage is because they're not getting their needs met. If they're getting their needs met, then the issue of infidelity is just basically purely on sex, sexual variety, which I believe people need to accept as the norm. Everybody would like to have sex with different people, even though they're in a committed relationship. So just to recap, monogamy is a false sense of security, in my opinion. Sex is about variety. Monogamy is something that goes against human nature, in my opinion. And if we allow people to be polygamous, there would be no such thing as adultery. You would have to come up with another word, like, I'm not getting my needs met, and that's a violation. That would be great. Now we can hold people to actual standards that mean something, but not where they put their dick at and who she letting inside her pussy, you know? So that's all I got for you. Those are my views on adultery. I don't think it's immoral because I don't believe people should have exclusive rights over someone else's body, all right? And so without exclusive rights to your partner's body, this would eliminate the so-called immoral sin of adultery. That's all I got for you, everybody. I appreciate you for listening. Like, share, subscribe. Email me at neil@neilreal.com if you got questions. Be blessed and have a good day.